I'm Elsa Levasseur, and I'm a sustaining member, and I give monthly on the internet. It's so easy to listen to WGXC Accra.
Yeah, Thursday is such a crazy, lazy day.
That's right. Another lazy Thursday afternoon here at WGXC.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Ellen. Ellen, by the way, is Ellen Thurston.
And Tom is the famous Thomas DiPietro.
Oh, please, please. Not well, famous. No.
He's semi-famous.
Yes, I'll accept that.
And I'm Jake Ebel. Tune in to the Thursday afternoon show from 4 to 6 p.m. on WGXC.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, people of the universe. We are the Game Hoarders, and just like every Thursday, we're invading your airwaves. Hi, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
Calvin, say hi.
Dom's
hi.
Back, by the way.
Also, Dom's back.
I know, right? Am I back? I mean, just around.
Around?
He's knocking stuff bring over again.
Some stuff has happened in the world of gaming recently, and by that I mean I'm lying to you, but we can pretend for as long as we need to that stuff has happened in the world of gaming.
Yeah, what's it called? We may or may not be waving to old friend. Cool stuff that's happened in world of gaming. First off, Smash. Ooh, baby.
Castlevania characters.
What's it called? The new Monster Hunter World ended up getting released on PC.
Oh, wow. A mediocre game released on a superior system that could already play it because emulators exist.
What's it called? And then, of course, you're not going to like this one. It's BlazBlue Cross Tag Battle ended up getting new characters announced.
I love BlazBlue.
Okay,
that is the one thing that I care about.
what's it called? They announced...
Monster Hunter World is, like, has approximately the exact level of, like, continual playability as Destiny.
Oh, yeah.
And...
Smash Ultimate
is Smash Ultimate.
Yeah, I was going to say, so... I
can't get more excited than I already am about that game, or my brain will cease to function.
So, what one do you guys want to talk about first, though? I'm thinking Smash, because
Let's talk about Smash, because what? So, three new characters were
added? One Echo, yes. Which is of a new guy.
Yep.
The new characters they're adding in is Simon Belmont, which is the original Castlevania Belmont.
What's his name? He's Conan the Barbarian, but from Castlevania.
We got Richter, which his life is a summary in one sentence that he yelled at Dracula. You don't belong in this world, monster. Die.
Yes.
What's it called? And the third one is another. I don't know if they're considering them an Echo or not. Four. I forgot there was a extra person. The Echo one is Dark Samus.
Yes.
And the one that is a meme and they memed on the community is King K. Rool. He's been confirmed, announced, oh baby. So, what one are you excited for?
King K. Rool, obviously.
Oh yeah.
Dark Samus, I don't really care about. I'm sure Dark Samus is going to be identical to normal Samus. King K. Rool is the spice, and I don't like Castlevania.
I do like my Castlevania, but I wish it was Alucard instead of Richter.
For those of you who are idiots, Alucard is Dracula spelled backwards.
And his son.
Yeah.
So flavor-wise, so it's really complicated. So Alucard is Trevor Belmont, who is Dracula's son, which he's a Belmont then, so there's some weird things happening.
Dracula Belmont.
Yeah. And
Count Beldrack.
He ends up getting... Trevor gets killed, and then he's just like, I'm sorry, son. He realized afterwards. And he's like, come back to me. Revived him as a vampire. And then, yeah, now Alucard hates him. I don't blame him, because I feel like getting murdered by your dad is like... Is best bad for your health and for your longevity?
When you realize at the end of your first playthrough of Castlevania that you were very playing as the bad guy the entire time.
Oh yeah, what's it called? Lord of Shadows. Oh, those are the ones I'm super excited for, just because I love my Castlevania at times. It's just Symphony Night, baby. What's it called? Owen, you want to explain about King K. Rool and the stuff they showed off?
No.
Oh, well. Do you want me to talk about it then?
Sure.
Okay, cool. So, the kind of things that they actually showed off in the trailer for King K. Rool, first off, they trolled everybody by making it where DDD was trying to play off as King K.
Yes.
And then afterwards, he gets dunked on by K. Rool.
Yes.
So, K. Rool looks to be more of a mid-range, like mid-to-close-range fighter, kind of like Bowser.
Yeah, he is a lower-budget version of Bowser.
What's it called?
Strictly less wifey.
Yeah.
Less husband.
Yeah, especially with that like freaky eye he has.
Yeah.
I don't blame
him. He looks way more like a cartoon character than Bowser, and that's saying something, because Bowser is actively a fire-breathing dragon turtle.
Yeah. Oh, what's it called? King K. Rool.
That's the most realistic thing I've ever heard. What are you talking about?
I know, right?
Me too.
Oh, what's it called? Another cool thing about it is the fact that I saw he has a counter, because of course he has a counter. It's funny because he pops out his stomach like, this is how you take a hit.
He does a he almost Zangief's his way through the attack, except he does not have musculature. He just is like... Yuck! Fat.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's the scene from Dragon Ball Super when Goku was fighting Botamo. He's absorbing all of the energy out of this man. He's invincible.
It's amazing. Oh, what's it called? They ended up showing that he has some okay normals. I ended up looking up reviews for trailers and that, just because I always like the competitive side of most games. So, the one that I love, though, is the fact that
he claims to like them and yet does not play them.
Yeah, I love them, but my god, do I not play them.
I do play competitive Smash, but I don't do it well because I actively play Bowser.
Oh, what's it called?
I'm like, could play good character, could break out Cloud, could break out Bayonetta, even though Bayonetta probably sucks. Bayonetta sucks in Smash for Wii U. She's probably going to be exactly as suck in Smash Bros. Ultimate. But Bowser is consistent. They never buff him, but they never nerf him.
It's okay.
So he is always strong enough to fight with the best of them. Also, if you get a stock up on your opponent with Bowser, you just win. You're like, I'm going to grab you and jump off this page.
Oh, what's it called? You know what's funny about that one is my man is still Robin, even though my mans will never receive a buff or nerf in his lifetime, because he is low tier and they want to stay him there. They're just like, stay playing. What's it called? Nothing in Smash. They confirmed Krom, my boy, is finally in. Boy, I think he's an echo of Ike, though.
He is.
Which is hilarious. Which is hilarious, because my only thought is, Lucina's like... Why are all our legendary people fight the same? And then there's me and my dad. Robin's, I don't question it.
I mean, to be fair, Cloud very easily could have been an echo of Marth. And
yeah.
I would have noticed the difference.
Oh my god, I'd be salty.
What is Cloud? Cloud literally has Limit Break. Has Limit Break and Finishing Touch. And those are the two things that set him aside from being every Fire Emblem character.
Yeah, seriously though. What's it called? My favorite part about K. Rool is the fact that they showed off his final smash, and they showed it as they didn't show the full thing, but they have it where his island sets up and is and the image of him that is the mountain opens up its jaw, which has a giant laser cannon in it, and it blasts Donkey Kong's island, which is amazing. Oh, man. Let me see. Dark Samus is an echo, so you're going to see some kind of consistency changes.
It's exactly Samus. Samus has not changed since the first Super Smash Bros. Game.
If you guys want to know about Echoes, they're literally just I don't know, custom characters effectively?
Echoes are the difference between playing Bowser Jr. or Larry Koopa.
Yeah.
That is how it works.
It's like how Marth and Lucina, their difference is where the sweet spot on their attacks is.
Yeah.
What's it called?
And then Corrin, just the tip.
Yeah, then Corrin, the man of the tip. Oh, what's it called?
The man or woman of the tip, because...
Ambiguity? And character customization?
Yes. Fascination? Maybe.
What's it called? Let me see. I'm super excited for the Belmonts, just because their normals look hilariously good, too. Like, Jesus. Let me see. I think that's most of them. Oh, they did add in another change, though, for Smash. They added two things that I thought were really cool.
I hope they're new items that we'll never use, because we play only with sticklers who hate permanent items.
Oh, even better. They're adding a option.
Literally, I'm going to have to buy a Nintendo... I'm going to have to buy a Nintendo Switch just so we can play Smash with items, because everyone we play with is like, no, items are for noobs. We're playing at a birthday party. Stop.
what's it called?
You're mad because you lose if a Smash Ball is involved.
Yo, seriously. Oh, noting that. That's one of the big changes. They're actually making it... they're making it an option where your characters have super bars for your Smash, opposed to the Smash Ball.
I was wondering how long it was going to take them to implement that, especially like after PlayStation All-Stars came out, because nobody's legally allowed to tell me that Nintendo wasn't gazing violently at that game, being like, but yeah, I figured at some point after that game came out, they were going to implement super bars. I was just wondering how long it was going to take. Also, I feel like in competitive play, they're going to start having super bars.
I think so.
Because they can't have the Smash Ball, because that gives an unfair advantage. But I think having a super bar would be fine.
I'm thinking for it
is worth noting, having access to your final Smash in competitive, depending on the character you're playing,
is really bad.
Is sometimes terrible. Like, Bayonetta's final Smash is disgusting.
Oh,
Bowser's final
stop.
Smash is disgusting. His new final Smash, at least, is
going where it's an instant kill.
He's like, oh, look, Giga Bowser, you're dead now. But like, Peach's final Smash?
Health items for everybody? So if you're on the lead?
Yeah.
Oops.
Peach's final Smash is objectively terrible. Nobody has ever been KO'd by Pikachu's Volt Tackle. It hasn't happened, and nobody can tell me otherwise.
They did upgrade it, though.
Does it suck slightly less now?
What's it called? It's autopilot, and it just dashes everywhere on the screen, so my eyes...
Oh, so it might actually hit
somebody. Yeah, it's going. If it hits somebody, it's going to drag them into the rest of it.
Then... I don't know. Kirby's new final Smash is really bad.
I haven't seen it. It's this,
It's Marth.
Oh, yeah.
So, for those of you who don't know, in Smash Bros. Brawl, Kirby's final Smash was, he got a chef hat, summoned a cauldron, and sucked everyone into it and insta-killed them. Was super OP. And they were like, that's too strong. So they were like, we'll replace it by making it so he gets a sword of one of the Fire Emblem characters, doesn't matter which one, they're all the same character, and performs Marth's final Smash.
Yeah, it's pretty close, because he just gets the sword from...
He performs Omni Slash.
he does like a giant slash.
I'd like to go on the record and say, anyone who tells me that Cloud's final Smash is a reskin of Ike's, technically you're correct, but you're not, because that is what Omni Slash looked like.
It's literally what it looked like in the game.
Which means Ike actually has a reskin of Omni Slash.
Yeah.
Though they could have very easily made his final Smash much cooler. Especially because, like, Omni Slash is one of the most cinematic attacks that's ever been in a video game. Especially Omni Slash Mark 7 or whatever. The one where he can break the Buster Sword into, like, 10 different
pieces. It's amazing. I love that one.
If they had done, like, if they had done a Captain Falcon-esque thing where it, like, goes into cutscene and kills everybody, then I think it would have been a lot cooler.
Like, it would have been from
like
Advent Children.
It starts with him darting across the screen the way that Ike and Marth do, but then everyone who gets hit in it gets caught in cutscene, and you're just like, hey, look, you're dead. But we get to watch it happen, and that's what matters.
Another really cool change that they're doing is Morphing Stage.
Yes.
Where you can mark two stages that you want to play on, and it starts on one of them, and after a couple seconds, the stage starts to glow, and then you transition to the other one. And there's no, like, hard cuts or anything like that, so that means it's full and interactive, and you can probably gimp somebody really hard when they don't see it coming.
When you switch from the maze, the giant maze that like takes up 3,000 parts of the screen to Final Destination.
Oh yeah,
it's just like hey,
can we not?
There was a lot more on the screen a second ago, and also I'm in the bottom right corner, and also my character is 1/8 the size that it's supposed to be. Like, I want to know how that's going to work for, like, transitioning from humongous stages to smaller ones.
I'm not too sure.
If you switch from, like Final Destination to Castle Siege, I'm sure that'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
The same size.
But, like,
if you switch from, like
Temple,
yeah,
from Final Destination to Temple, which is, Temple is a lot larger, so
Temple
it's, like...
Temple is the largest map in the game. You can literally, like, get lost.
Oh, cool like, thing they added.
Like, if you're spicy, you can just, like, hide in the bottom left corner.
Never come out.
Never come out. And then just, like, when your one opponent is down to one stock, you can be like, ha ha ha, feel my wrath.
Cool thing about that, actually, they're adding, if I remember right, they mentioned that they're adding Battlefield and Omega stages to every stage.
Oh, boy.
So it means your favorite looking stage is now viable for actual competitive play. Which means we are no longer, if you watch tournaments, having to stare at Final Destination blinding you every 5 minutes when it transitions.
I mean, Final Destination is...
It looks awesome. It's just my
Final
eyes
Final Destination looks so good in the Smash games that came
out. Oh, it's so good. What's it called? That's the main parts about the new Smash stuff that I know about. I think those like the big mechanical changes they've done. Like besides like air dashing is a thing and easier now. Repeated ground dashing adds recovery frames. So it means if your friend spends his whole time dashing, Jimmy, I'm taking shots, and Angel. Let's hope they're listening. What's it called?
Oh, we're not texting Jimmy right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so it adds recovery frames to it, so it means if you dash from, like, a bunch of times, it makes it even less safe. So it teaches you to dash when needed, not when you want to. That's the part that I know about it. What's the next one you guys want to go off to?
What else is going on in the world?
I cry. I named three at the beginning. Whoa, the two it's two now. Oh my god, struggle. I'm crying, man. I'm crying. Fine. How about you? You got anything, Calvin?
Well, Kenz and I were talking not long ago, and there's a thing going on with Ruby.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Which thing with Ruby?
There's a couple things.
Yeah.
There's, what's the game called?
Amity Arena.
Amity Arena?
It's a mobile phone app.
Oh, that, no.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts Unchained Key, not again.
It's not out yet for anybody to get, but certain people were allowed to play it for a couple days last week.
Like testers, yeah.
Yes. My best friend was one of them. And she sent me screenshots and stuff like that. It looks really interesting. It looks really cool. It's kind of like a... Like, I don't know details about it because she didn't tell me a whole lot, but... I know there are a lot of playable characters, like, obviously Team Ruby and Team Juniper. You also have, like, Roman and Cinder and all those kind of, like, the villains. It's really interesting. What are you laughing about, Don?
Because my first thought was Team Ruby and Team Deadbeater. I'm a monster.
But from what I've seen, it looks really, really cool, and I can't wait to get it.
Okay, so here's the thing. Now, Ruby is doing some things.
Yeah. Something.
It has a past with, like, games.
Sucking.
Really bad.
Actively sucking.
So I don't know if anyone here besides me has played Grim Eclipse.
Literally in your home.
But
5 feet away from you. Playing. Yes, you were watching
it
occur.
Not good enough for me to remember. I'm sorry. But
everything about, like, that game just was promptly... He, like, lobotomized it from his brain.
I love Ruby. I
so
really
do. And yet.
But yeah. That game was...
I'm hoping
not
that Amity
good.
Arena is a lot better. We'll
it's a mobile
see.
Game, so I'm going to go ahead and say...
Okay, hold on, hold on. Before we get to, before we talk about Amity Arena, they made a board game.
Yeah.
Which I have not played yet, but... I have not played yet, but...
I'm scared.
It does not sound amazing to me.
What's the concept?
It's like you and your friends, you can team up.
Because none of us have any of those.
Yeah.
We're already down.
Except for Kenzie, who has that singular best friend.
What?
Is it me?
I have three friends in real life, and then the rest of them are online.
And only two of them are in this room.
I know.
Just say the rest of them are in your mind.
Online.
Oh, okay. I heard in your mind.
I misheard
Same.
That. Okay.
I'm actually crazy. But
Whoa, you don't need to tell us that.
Too.
But okay, so
The rest of them are in her mind. I forgot. Dominic's a figment of our imagination. Yeah.
Exactly.
Dominic is actually secretly a mental parasite, so anyone who listens to the show can hear him, but
I'm
only
the new
because.
Slender Man.
Oh no!
Don't think about it, otherwise I'll be there. So go ahead, Calvin, explain.
All right, so board game. One person plays as the bad guy, and everyone else plays as not the bad guys, and then you use cards that do things to play against to fight against them. Except the cards. Like, I didn't get to see much, but from what I saw of the cards, they don't do, like, super cool things, so...
So it's Hero Realms.
It's, yeah, it's, yeah, it's, the asymmetrical card games.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mean to judge too hard, because I haven't played it yet. When I play it, then I will judge. But, like, it doesn't
I'm gonna
seem
judge
super
before
cool.
I
play.
Yeah, same.
And I do for everything.
And, like, as for its Blaze Blue take, I'm not a fan, personally.
That's because you hate Blaze Blue.
Yeah, that's because I hate Blaze Blue.
Look on the bright side. At least most of the Ruby cast is top tier.
Hey, you
okay.
know what's great?
Yes.
Not Blaze Blue.
Yeah.
You know what is actually great?
Mm-hmm.
Guilty Gear.
Oh, yeah.
A.K.A. Blaze Blue if it was a slightly less bad game.
Now, here's what I think, personally.
That you haven't played Blaze Blue, or you haven't played Guilty Gear because you don't play PlayStation.
I'm not talking about Guilty Gear. If Ruby...
as another
wanted
terrible game
to be part of a fighting game, it should have made its own.
It should have
instead
been
of
Smash.
Room Eclipse.
Ruby should have been Ruby and John Arc should have been added to Smash.
Yes,
and Nia.
And
yes, yes, please. And
now I'm gonna make a mod for Smash.
Yeah, look
please.
At what you've done.
Now I'm excited.
Okay,
it's gonna be really bad.
Like I guess I can see that. Rooster Teeth needed to get into a more popular game before they just made their own.
Yeah,
game.
Because nobody would buy it again.
Yeah.
Because your first franchise's game being really bad has a habit of putting it where if they don't know the developer or they think you're making it yourself, they're like, I think I'm good.
That's why the video game I'm making has been in development for 2.5 years. And it still has probably a year ago.
Yeah, it's good to do lots of prep work on your if you plan on getting a game making.
Also, it didn't help
that
half my files got corrupted right after I textured
Struggle.
All the supers.
Oof.
No, but like, I really think they should have gone with a fighting game in the first place if they were going to do a fighting game.
Yeah, that's
game.
Undoubtedly.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had everything
the
they needed.
The fact of the matter is, if you are an anime or like an anime in some way, you should open on a fighting game. If you open on a game that is trying to be story-driven, you fail.
Fact. Because like the thing about the whole anime thing
and
is...
And it can be a story-driven fighting game, but it has to be a fighting game first.
Persona Ultramax. What's it called? But like...
Naruto Ultimate
oh
Ninja Storm.
Oh my god. What's it called? My Hero Academia, My Hero Wants Justice? They're ready for that.
Speaking of which,
ooh,
we baby. Never talked about that.
I know.
So
we have like no time. No,
we've
oh,
got
no.
all the time.
We
in the
have.
World.
We have. We have
so,
like 6 minutes.
Bandai Namco is a company.
No,
that
this
exists.
Is a 3-minute-long song.
We have all the time in the world.
Either way, let him speak.
So Bandai Namco, the company that owns all the good stuff and like
hype,
is the one who makes all games that contain franchises that are part of Funimation's ownership. Basically, they go. They were like. Jump Force.
Yeah.
And then everyone stopped paying attention because they were in awe of Jump Force. And then they were like, also, by the way, there's this My Hero Academia game coming out. I don't know if you
I don't know if you guys want to play it, but it'll be there for you.
And then collectively, all of
collectively. Oh. So there were two responses. There were the people who suck, who were like, "Oh my god, the game's graphics are terrible," and I'm like, "The game's a cartoon, you idiot." But so the game, for all intents and purposes,
it's like
not going to lie, it is Naruto Ultimate.
Except they look like they're actually putting more emphasis on combos.
But it's pretty.
Oh,
and the combos. And I don't even know how Eraserhead works, but I have to play as him. I'm going to go ahead and say Eraserhead's going to have 17 counters.
What's it called? A really cool one is...
every single attack he has is just a counter.
A really cool one is Shigaraki, where his command grab combo, or special... if you can do it four times in a single round, you just kill the opponent. They
that
just
makes
die.
Sense because for those of you who don't know a lot about your boy Tomura Shigaraki's quirk, if he touches you with every finger on his hand, you disintegrate.
Yeah, you start rapidly decaying. So it's like if it's a blade, it's rusting, and then it's people they
peel. If it's
peel.
A people, you peel nasty. Like a freaking lizard.
I don't feel so good.
you don't feel so
good.
That's good. They ended up showing off a lot of the cast. If I can remember the names right, it's Dabi, which is Cremation and Flame Balls.
Yes. Who has reskin Fireball Jutsu?
Yeah. Shigaraki,
who does the decay. Todoroki, who is Todoroki?
Yes, Todoroki,
which is the kind of stabby yandere chick, which I like
stabby
how they...
Stabby yandere.
Yeah, I actually like how they ended up characterizing her past
I
that.
I hate her.
I don't blame you.
Which one? Wait, so, who?
Huh?
Who?
Have you watched season 3?
No, not
or
yet.
Or the end of season 2?
You'll see him then.
No, not yet.
She's
what's it called?
He hits it with the suck.
They have, of course they have Bakugo and Deku, because why wouldn't you? We got...
Yes, Ida.
Oh,
Papa Bear, Ida.
We got All Might.
Yes, boy.
We got Dark Shadow. I can't remember his name. Tsukiyomi.
Fumikage. His hero name is Tsuki.
Yeah.
Darkness.
We got the guy who can discharge electricity, but he turns stupid afterwards.
Kamenari.
Yeah, Kamenari. We got
Fun
Momo.
Fact, you can remember most of the names of the people based on the fact that their name in Japanese means...
What they are.
Like, Kamenari means lightning bolt.
Which I love that. what's it called? We got Momo, which is Creation.
Yes, Momo.
She's like, feel the wrath of... I'm going to pull a sword out of my stomach.
We have Earphone Jack for, I can't remember her name.
Jorah.
Yeah, and we have Stain, because of course they had Stain.
Your boy, Stain.
Let me think. As far as I can remember, like, off the top of my head immediately, and because we have, like, no time. We literally have no time.
All right, but so, the game... You all next week when we are invading your airwaves.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Woo,
This kid is pure gold, a burst cutter with muscle. Big guns and a red cape, that head shape straight Wolverine. Sliding, diving, he's gonna make you look silly. Won't take harm, his jukes are hotter than a bowl of chili. You go by, you just got there, now you're backing, man. You buy pots, need a drink to get through this lane, man. You get shot, lose a trade when he's going ham. You get caught. Going by your big dummy.
Bring it down.
Quick draw, he's coming to ya. Smoke screen is gonna screw ya. Every chance he's gonna do ya. Cause that shotgun's gonna give it to ya. Cause that shotgun's gonna give it to ya. Cause that shotgun's gonna give it to ya. Look at your health and that watch drop. Can't believe the buckshot. Never mind, he never left. You can't outrun collateral damage. Are you kidding? But don't give up, just chill out. Maybe you could catch him splitting. You go by.
You just got there, now you're backing, man. Keep my pot. Need a drink to get through this lane, the man. You get shot. Lose a trade when he's going ham. You get caught. Stop going by your big dummy. Quick draw is coming to ya. Smoke screen is gonna screw ya.